is URN
University
Radio Nottingham.
Hello and welcome to Touchdown. No, we haven't forgotten we do an NFL podcast. We've just been extremely busy. One, because Jake Longhurst is a very, very busy man. And also, I am a very busy man. But Jake Longhurst is a man who owns lots of different shirts following Christmas, as he currently is resplendent in a New York Jets away jersey with his name on the back. Jake Longhurst joins me now. Jake, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderfully, my friend. And that's a lovely word for it, resplendent. Very nice. I've never been described as that before. Don't think I will for some time.
I think it's the right word to show. To show the listeners' mind's eye what it is. It's a very nice, it's the best jersey the Jets have. It's that white one with the just green tassels, not tassels, what's it, sort of
like a little kind of stripe almost. Stripe, not yeah, white, yeah. I don't know.
Triangular stripe.
A little indent or something.
Yeah, and lovely number 7 for Jake Longhurst. Now, he's also got that in Manchester United colours and Surrey colours. Man United are playing Nottingham Forest tonight.
Big game.
It is a massive game. It's the first time in my lifetime Nottingham Forest will be playing.
It's a big game for both teams, actually. It's a big first in my lifetime, I think.
Yes. And also, it's very weird because no Ronaldo. It's all gone a bit weird. But we're not going to talk about that. That's saved for Over the Train, which Jake, yeah, you're cordially invited to.
Thank you. I'll be there.
It'd be very nice. But let's talk about two franchises who have struggled. When we left you, the Jets were in a commanding position with a winning record, I seem to remember, and it's gone, yeah, a bit wrong. Jake, what's happened to the Jets in the past few weeks? Losing to the Buffalo Bills, the Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions in a thriller, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and haven't picked up a win since November. Sounds like the Dolphins too. Losing to the Bills and the Vikings, Jake, that's not anything to be frowned upon because they're very good teams.
Yeah. You know what? Losing to Bills and Vikings, it's one of those where if you're going to win, you've done well. If you come out of it with points, you know, fair play. Mm. But it's one where you shouldn't be upset if you've lost.
Totally.
Losing to the Jags isn't great.
No.
Losing to the Lions is bad.
Well, let's just focus on the positives. The one score difference between you and the Bills and the Vikings in both games. The Vikings obviously like making it tight, and the Buffalo Bills are no mugs and are currently the first seed in the AFC. At that point, what were you thinking about the Jets' chances before we go into the kitty bowls, as I'm going to call them? It looked okay for the Jets.
Honestly, yeah, if you'd lost by 1 point each to the Bills and the Vikings in a row, you look good. You know, obviously, it's still not ideal. You don't want to come out with a loss ever. But if you're going to lose to anyone, you'd say, I want to lose to Bills, Eagles, Vikings. They're the kind of teams at the moment that you want to be losing to, if any. Mm. And losing by a single point, that's nice. That's competitive. That's a breathless game. Everyone's excited. Everyone's enjoyed the game. And both teams would come away satisfied.
Mm. And it was a very exciting game, and you put on a good sort of display, really. Then going into the kitty bowls, what went wrong?
I think, you know, not one to lay blame, except I am right now. I think a certain quarterback might be at the heart of our absolute demise there.
And who might this certain quarterback be?
Well, my nickname for him, I don't think I'm allowed to say on the podcast, I'll be honest. But unfortunately, we've got a little fella called Zach, who is Mr. Wilson. Mm. And I think he'd rather not meet me or most Jets fans in a dark alley at the moment.
Let's go through his... Oh, jeez, these are bad. 50% completion rate off 18 passes, 92 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Commanding performance
against the playoff bound Jaguars at this point in time.
That's depressing.
Yes, that is bizarre. And Jake, let's sort of delve into the New York Jets as a wider thing. I think the hopes were very high mid season for the Jets. It was like the first playoff sort of road since I can't really remember
2013, I believe.
2013, 9 whole years. That's a very long NFL.
We are the single franchise with a wait that long.
Wow.
I think everyone else has been there since at least 2015 or 16, at least once. Mm. We're the only team to be longer than that, and it's another 3 years.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And then then it sort of crumbled to 7 and 8. You're not out of the playoff rush. You've still got the same chances as the Patriots, the Jaguars, the Titans. The AFC does not have a great depth of players. Listen to these teams that are on 7 and 8. New England, New York Jets, Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers. Then you've got the Raiders and the Browns on 6 and 9. You're not out of it. You're not out of it.
We aren't absolutely like stuck in the mud here, but we are definitely not out of the woods. It's not going to be easy either way. And like it would be at the same time hard for us to absolutely shaft ourselves, but really hard for us to completely sort it. Yeah. So it's a really annoying position where we'll have to do well and other teams will have to do badly to guarantee it for anyone.
You can't rely on your own work. You have to hope.
No. Obviously, we've got to put the work in, but it's going to be like a, you know, final day of the Prem. You're waiting on another team. We're going to be doing the same. We can't just rely on ourselves to do this.
And the Jets are going to play the Seahawks and Dolphins, two tough teams. If they win that, 9 and 8, it's a winning season. But let's just say
that's promising.
Yeah. Let's just say they win against the Seahawks, lose against the Dolphins for the purposes of this. Because I can't if we lose the Jets, man. You would be about 8 and 9, 9 and 8 in the wins and loss column.
In that zone. About 50-50.
I think any Jets fans would have bitten your hand off at the start of the year for that. Because Mohamed Salah, the head coach, was very...
Not to be confused with the Liverpool player, of course.
I needed to make that clear. Wasn't the most optimistic on your playoff chances at the start of the year, but it seems that you've surprised a lot of teams. You look at teams you've played against in this year, got good wins over... Say the Buffalo Bills. You have struggled against the Patriots as per, but you've beaten teams like the Dolphins, the Steelers, Bengals. You played well against.
I mean, well, let's go back to our game against the Packers. That was amazing. And, you know, sorry for this one, but our game against the Dolphins earlier this season, which was a great game, not so great for a Dolphins fan, but a really good game for myself. Our game against the Bears was a great scoreline. Mm. And again, as you say, beating the Bills. We've had some really good games.
Mm.
And then this month, we've just absolutely crumbled. And if you take away our December run, we looked good. We looked dangerous. And now, okay, two losses, the first two. Okay, again, Vikings, Bills, tough games. Lions should have been a win.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars should have been a win. If we had those, we'd be on 8 and 7. We'd be on the same record as the Dolphins and we'd be looking promising going into those last two games, thinking, okay, we should be getting at least one win here. You get at least one of those wins, you guarantee yourself at least 9 and 8, maybe 10 and 7. That's good. As it is, we can max 9 and 8, and that's the most we can get.
If you get near 500 on your win percentage, just being over or just being under, is this a successful season for the Jets? Because it's clear who the problem is, and that can be sorted postseason. Do you
think
overall this is a positive?
Absolutely.
Even if you lose against the Seahawks and you go on a 6-game lose streak, Mohamed Salah's got to keep his job.
I think realistically, you could discount the first two games there because they're such tough teams and he played really well.
Yeah,
so you'd say this is a 4-game streak of bad play, you know, bad stuff. And realistically, as you say, we can get rid of Zach Wilson or coach him up so he's actually decent. He's currently the straw that keeps breaking our camel's back. I can't lie. He has been abominable. He's been useless.
Mm.
But the season overall has been a success. It's been one of our most successful seasons in recent memory.
Mm.
And also, we look like a team with a future for once. We don't just look like we're shuffling around at the bottom of the grid again and again and again. We've shown up. We've made some really good games this season. And we've got players. Like, the Jets actually haven't just turned up with some fluky wins. We've got some squad depth.
Totally agree. And you actually look spicy. Sauce Gardner coming through the ranks. And just looking through the teams you have lost to this year, teams like the Bills, the Ravens, the Vikings, the Dolphins, hopefully later on in the year, the Jaguars, and the Patriots, all teams in the playoffs currently or could make their way into the playoffs. You've not been battered by anyone.
We've not had any silly results.
No.
Like, not a single one of our results has been silly.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Overall, not a bad season.
Not a bad season. And obviously,
those teams would be fairly content with this kind of a season.
Yeah. From the position you were in, where, if we're quite honest, top 10 draft picks, it was looking like. It's getting better for the Jets, and hopefully
way better.
They'll
like,
be
compared to where we were the last few seasons. This has been a turnaround like no one expected. And even for a general team, you'd be fairly happy with this result by and large. Obviously, the exception of the Bills and the Vikings, because frankly, everyone thought they were going to do well.
Let's move over to my beloved Miami Dolphins, who just come off the back of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins in a row. And we decided to match that with 4 losses in a row. The San Francisco 49ers blew us out at Levi's Stadium, 33-17. Then came a really disappointing loss, what our coach has described as a rock bottom, losing to the Chargers. Then came a really enjoyable late night affair in the absolute snowball that was Buffalo. And then last on Christmas Day, which really, really was good for the atmosphere around the house, Packers beat the Dolphins after being 10 points clear, Tua threw 3 interceptions. Now it's looking like Tua was concussed in that second half and no one's...
It was a bit of a rough second half to say the very least. And much as you don't want to blame anyone, you can't blame Tua because he's not done anything wrong there. You absolutely got to blame the coaching staff.
Medical staff too. Also, we've got this whole new segment of medical staff there to stop things like this happening. And it's put our season...
It's appalling that he was allowed to play on.
Yeah. And you've got Teddy Bridgewater in the wings. For me, that's very poor. I was very disappointed with him on the day because I didn't realise he was concussed since rewatching the game. And there's little things like this. There's a little stumble here and there. And you're just like, what's going on here? But for the Miami Dolphins, going from 8-3, being the third seed in the draft, looking very promising. The Bills have overtaken us and it's gone wrong, horribly wrong. It's not over yet. We're still with the last AFC team with a winning record who are in the playoffs. It's looking so negative. Things aren't going to plan and there seems to be no plan B. You look at our next 2 games, the Patriots and the Jets. It's playoff time.
Neither of us have an easy road and that's quite nerve-wracking.
Because
both of our teams are in a position where we could end up with a losing record or end up with a winning playoff record.
I think a winning record gets us into the
playoffs. Currently, a winning record should put either of us into playoffs.
We need to win out personally for me to feel any safety. And for me, it's all about getting to the playoffs because the Dolphins haven't been there since I was in year 10 in 2017. So I'm desperate to see them back.
So however, unfortunately, our ideal scenario here, for both of us to end on a winning record, you have to lose to the Jets again, but beat the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah.
And then we have to win both games.
Yeah.
And then we both end on a winning record and both have a shot at playoffs.
The playoffs in the AFC are murky. And it brings us... I'm just going to say one more thing about the Dolphins. Just...
Go for it, matey.
Hicks, why? The kicker is useless and he just wastes points. And that means, this sounds stupid, if you miss a field goal, when the team's got a 6-point lead, that should be halved. And then you're not chasing that extra 40 yards because you only need to get to the 40-yard line and then you can get a field goal kick and it moves you to over.
Or if you're in front and you're in front by 6,
yeah,
you then push yourself past touchdown distance. You can save it. You can save yourself a whole touchdown and a pat and you're still ahead by a point. Yeah. So you need to be getting those kicks. They're not worth as much as a touchdown, but they're so important in the long run. Obviously, short run, not such a big deal, but long run for a whole season, you've got to have a good kicker to be able to get yourself over the line to the playoffs.
You totally agree. And it's killing us. It's really killing us. Just also, Waddle and Hill, they're absolutely superb. And it's nice to see.
They are a phenomenal combo.
Just watch them, man. They're just so enjoyable. Let's go to the AFC conference standings. We'll move over to the NFC in a little bit. The Buffalo Bills top and get first seed. They would have the week off. The Kansas City Chiefs, with the exact same record of 12-3, would be the second seed and would play the current 7th spot, which is the Dolphins, but could easily be your New York Jets. The 3rd seed are the Cincinnati Bengals with 11-4. Fair play to the Bengals. Did you expect this? After starting 3-0, they've turned themselves amazingly around. They haven't lost since losing to the Browns in Week 8, and that's when the Browns...
Which is mental.
Yeah, and I think they're back. I think that losing the Super Bowl hasn't defined them like it did the Carolina Panthers, say, under Cam Newton.
Also, I got to say, I think It definitely got in their heads a little bit, and they really shook it off. That's what's impressive, because it did get to them initially, and then they've come back from it.
And
they've really turned themselves up, and the volume has been turned all the way to the to 11 in the Cincinnati Bengals camp. They are not messing about.
They look really
not playing.
They could go all the way. That's one of the best kitties in the league. One of the worst. The Jacksonville Jaguars, sorry, Jaguars fans, 7-8 with a losing record, are currently atop the AFC South, just because everyone else is
absolutely
It's hard to
explain. I'm not going to do that.
It's so hard to explain. So each conference is built up four divisions. Each conference winner gets to go through to the playoffs, along with three teams with good record, the three top records. The AFC South could provide a team with a losing record of 7-8. So here are your division standings in the AFC South. Jacksonville Jaguars 7-8 with a 2 wins, 2 losses division record. Then come the Tennessee Titans. But because the Tennessee Titans have lost to the Jaguars go on top and would make the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts are on 4-10-1. And the Houston Texans, after a win on Christmas Eve, are 2-12-1. It's just a clown bowl, that division. No one in there, bar the Colts in the 60s, has won a Super Bowl. Only one Super Bowl in that division, and that is from 2005 as the Indianapolis Colts. But since then, it's been absolute murky waters. The AFC North has the Bengals. The AFC East has the Bills, Jets, Patriots, and Jets. It's very interesting to see that division real struggling. But here we go for the rest of the wild card. So these are teams who've got the best record but aren't atop their division. The Baltimore Ravens, who have just been an absolute cluster F since starting this year. Lamar Jackson's out, but have blown so many big leads, we can't expect anything from them. The Los Angeles Chargers have been so bland, but have just maintained themselves there. And the aforementioned Dolphins. So the teams in the chase, the Patriots, Jets, Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers. So anyone there do you think could replace the Dolphins? Anyone there?
Well, so we've got obviously Chiefs, Jags, Bengals, Bills are currently doing quite nicely. Titans, you know, Titans or Jags will win that. That's just dependent on the next 2 weeks. Let's have a quick look, actually. So the Titans have one to play on Friday against the Dallas Cowboys, and then one again against the Jacksonville Jags. So if they beat the Jags, it's all to play for. And then Jacksonville have the Houston Texans, who have not been so bright recently.
Right.
So you'd reasonably expect Jacksonville will beat the Texans. So the Titans will need to beat Jacksonville. And then at that point, it's just up to whether the Titans can win against the Cowboys or not.
Totally agree. It's
That's an interesting conference, but they will not have a wild card. They will not have a draft pick either. But like, they will not have a second. They will not have a second second team going through. It's just going to be whoever wins. Chiefs are going through comfy.
Yeah.
Then the Chargers have done it.
Chargers got the easiest run in. They've got the Broncos, who've just fired their head coach. And then who have they got on the final day? I've just seen it. Oh, it's the Rams.
Remember, Chargers have now done it. They are in.
Are they in?
They are in, because there's only two more games.
Yeah.
And so they guarantee a winning record, which is more than any other team bar the Ravens, who aren't winning. So the Ravens and the Chargers are both going through.
Yeah.
So the only teams that could now do it that aren't currently guaranteed are you, me, and the Patriots.
Oh, wonderful. And any team that's on 7-8, because the Pittsburgh Steelers could get through as well.
Yes.
Let's move over to the NFC. It's very strange, the NFC. It's just an absolute mess as well. The Philadelphia Eagles, are atop. Oh, sorry. It's just got. Why is it gone? No, I don't. Oh, my God.
So Philadelphia Eagles atop the NFC East with a commanding 13-2. I mean, that's filthy. And not far behind the Dallas Cowboys with an 11-4 record. So you'd be reasonably expecting Cowboys should be cruising through. And then Giants, not doing badly, 8-6-1. They could, you know, they've still got a shout. And Washington Commanders, 7-7-1. Also not horrible, which was far more than we expected at the beginning of this season. If you refer back to quite an early episode where we did a ranking of everyone and how we thought they could do.
It's very interesting looking at the because there's, again, a losing record. Tom Brady could also be going to the playoffs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 7-8 as part of the NFC South. Maybe just don't be part of divisions in the South because you're clearly...
Yeah, I was going to say the South are doing absolutely abysmally this season. Yeah. Absolutely appalling. And the West aren't doing great either, actually. West are not good.
If you look at the top three, the Eagles, Vikings, and 49ers, I'd argue they're all pretty level. I think the Vikings struggle with big games. I think the Eagles have got the curse of being the last undefeated team and have a few injury problems. The 49ers have grown into this season and looked really, really good.
Well, Mr. Irrelevant has turned up.
Brock Purdy, after an injury to Jimmy Garoppolo, you're thinking, all right, Dolphins, it was actually against the Dolphins. You're thinking, all right, big quarterback's gone. Who have we got next? Oh, he was the 247th, the last draft pick, christened by the media, Mr. Irrelevant. And he just throws absolute dimes and looks really good. And uses
the first last pick ever to score a touchdown, to throw a touchdown.
Wow.
And he didn't mess about either. He didn't just mess with one game. He turned up and he's played well since. So all credit to him. He looks like an absolute diamond in the rough.
I think the 49ers have developed someone there who, even if they don't utilize next year, they can get big draft picks for. And then they can, unlike the Rams who've just won on credit, the 49ers can build from this. They can create a dynasty using those picks. And that's really important. So even if they don't go to the playoffs or they don't make a deep run in the playoffs, they've got something, they've got a bargaining chip. They have got a future, which is really exciting to see.
And the thing is, they could go with either. They could go with Garoppolo or with Purdy. They could keep one, get rid of the other. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a guarantee of Garoppolo or Purdy at the moment because they're both looking good.
They're both looking
good. And it depends what you'd rather, because Purdy, maybe not quite so good, but younger.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time in him and he's already looking strong.
So here are the possible teams that could sneak into the playoffs. Dallas Cowboys are confirmed 11-4. They've absolutely done fantastically, losing one game to the Eagles this year, but bar that, have been absolutely superb. And a team that, you know, won't win the Super Bowl because it's the Dallas Cowboys, but will get a nice playoff win and make the fans in Dallas a little bit too excited, only to lose in a hilarious fashion, probably to a better team like the Niners. Then come the New York Giants, a team at 8-6-1, following a tie with the Washington Commanders, who also bring up the final playoff spot with 7-7-1. It's an interesting how all the NFC East teams are in the playoff mix there.
So basically what we've learned really quick,
yeah,
if you want to be a good team, play in the East. If you want to be a pretty decent team, play in the North. If you want to be an okay team, play in the West. And if you want to be crap, play down South.
Definitely. Seahawks, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, and the Carolina Panthers and New Orleans Saints all stand a chance of making to the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints need to win out, and they need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to lose out for the rest of their division for them to make the playoffs. Through the getting a losing record, but being top of their division. The Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, and Seattle Seahawks are in a race against the Washington Commanders, essentially. I think the New York Giants are essentially through. It's going to be tough, but I think the Giants should make it through.
Yeah, so basically we've got Eagles and Cowboys are sorted, Vikings are sorted, and 49ers are sorted. We've got four teams who are guaranteed over there. Then next up, you'd think the Giants should be doing it. So that would make it five. So then the two spots left could be taken up by any of, Dom, we've got the Washington Commanders. We've got the Lions, the Packers, the Panthers, the Bucks, the Saints, and the Seahawks. It's seven teams vying for two spots.
The Packers are coming in hot at the right moment. The Commanders do have the Browns and the Cowboys. That's one win, personally. I think the Browns have given up now. Their season's over. The Cowboys are not going to let the Washington get through. Also, the Giants have an easy schedule, but finish with the Eagles on the last day. That's not fun. But they've got one win in them. The Packers, on the other hand, being able to beat so many teams, hit their stride at the right time. they could, because they've not been very good this year, they've got a sort of, how do I put this? They've got an island mentality. They have just got to keep winning. Because they started so poorly, because they found themselves in a rut, they've got this momentum, and playing the Vikings, who do struggle in a primetime game. We know that. And the Packers are playing the Lions on the last day. You never know with the Packers. I think the Lions have got it tough. Beating the Packers twice in a year is very difficult for our boys in blue. But they've been an absolute...
Beating many people is tough for our boys in blue. They've done admirably.
They've been a delight to watch. Jake,
they really have, actually. This has been the first season watching them where I've genuinely enjoyed it for a decent time. And as has been mentioned numerous times, I am a Lions sympathiser. I do love the Lions.
I think we're all Lions sympathisers in a way.
Yeah, especially as Brits, we love an underdog. Well, in this case, an undercat, really.
Undercat. Wow. Let's just go through the playoffs. What is your big prediction for the playoffs? Can I have one magic moment? I think this might be the first time the Dolphins make the playoffs. No, what am I saying? That's just so stupid. It's not going to happen. I don't know what my magic prediction is. I think the Niners will get to the NFC Championship game and will play the Eagles. And the 49ers will make the Super Bowl on the NFC side. I think for the first time since the 90s, the Buffalo Bills will make the playoffs, beating their hated Chiefs on the way through. And it will be a Bills 49ers Super Bowl. Jake, what are your predictions?
I think, bold claim, Eagles going out early.
Ooh.
I'm going to say I think the Eagles crumble. I think they fall off a cliff and they go out pretty early.
Mm.
I'd say, I mean, Bills and Chiefs are really vying for it over on the AFC side. Bengals have an outside shot, but I don't think they'll Super Bowl. No. I'll be honest. Much as I'd love to see them there, it'd be brilliant to see Joe Burrow in another one. I do think it'll be a Chiefs-Bills one. I reckon I'm going to have to say Bills as well. I think Chiefs will put up an admirable fight. Mm. I think reasonably, again, it'll be a final between those two. But I'd say it'll be a Bills one. And then on the NFC side, I'd say it's going to be a Vikings-Niners finish. Mm-hmm. And Vikings will go through. So I'd say, my opinion, Bills-Vikings. And obviously, whoever it is, we don't want the Bills to win.
No, never. I think one losing team record team with a losing record, will get a win during the playoffs.
Because
I think the Seahawks did it in 2009, going through with the losing record and beat the Super Bowl winning champs in their playoff push, but lost the next round. I think that's my big prediction. Jake, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you again, my friend. We're running out of time on the Zoom. We will keep you a bit more up to date. We're going to be doing a lot more as the playoffs continue, and hopefully we'll be doing some stuff with NSTV too, as we really want
to. Shall indeed.
We really want to get American football big on campus. It's been an absolute joy to see Jake in a jersey. Hopefully we'll be doing a live show in our jerseys, because you know what? I've been waiting for this moment. I love to see Jake in a jersey. Best of luck tonight as a United fan. This will probably be going out after you've beaten us 2-3-0. I'm off to watch it in the pub. Jake, where are you about to watch it?
I have no idea. Probably with a nice... I got a lovely crate of IPAs the other day for really cheap. I found a really good place to get a really cheap deal of a lovely crate of IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
All like craft brands. So I might sit downstairs and watch it with my dad on the big screen. It'll be like my dad and my two brothers, and we'll watch it on the big screen downstairs with beers. Lovely. Be lovely.
Sounds
so good. And good luck to you, my friend, as well.
Thank you.
Again, we all know I'm a United fan, but I think everyone also knows, if you're a Nottingham student, if you're a Nottingham student, you've got to have a soft spot for Forest.
Yeah. I think the state, it's very interesting that my two franchises, the Dolphins and Forest, really have a lot of similarities. 3 years of being absolutely on top, a lovely history, a great coach and Shula or Cluffy, a sort of lovely iconic kit, but have been rubbish in the past few years. Whereas you've gone...
Speaking of iconic kits, you know what? Forest have the best Christmas jumper this season in the Prem.
Sorry.
By far and away, the best Christmas jumper in the Prem belongs to Forest.
Which one's this?
It's got the Forest logo and the stars and a Santa hat on the tree.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
It's a lovely jumper.
Yeah.
The only thing that they could have done better, and I saw this on LinkedIn, I follow Forest on LinkedIn, Lovely. They replaced the traditional tree with a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That was, I thought that was genius. I'd have bought that Christmas jersey.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's lovely.
Also, for anyone who might be getting into the NFL, I can only really recommend the NFL throwback page. There's lots of explainers on how every team found their identity, whether that be their logos, their grounds, their uniforms. They're really good at that. And it's not a sort of, and then the Dolphins discovered the sea. It's
not your kind of stodgy, traditional British 60s documentary style.
It's got like clips of players going, what now? It's got lots of personality, a really good enjoyment. And
it's very NFL. It's very NFL social media. NFL social media is a lot less serious than UK football teams. It's so much fun. And it's that kind of vein.
Players coming to games in Grinch costumes. Imagine Harry Kane doing that yesterday.
Yeah, imagine Ronaldo pre-interview turns up wearing a Santa costume. You'd have never seen that.
Wouldn't happen. I think the NFL also... Have you seen the clips? And if you haven't, dear listener, do go check it out, of Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants just berating Russell Wilson because NFL have a link with Nickelodeon, meaning that Nickelodeon will cover 2-3 games a year and just get all their characters slime everywhere. It's just hilarious to watch. It doesn't affect
the game,
cartoon, of course, but it's just so much fun to watch. And I think the NFL is so switched on like that. Did you get a chance to watch it, Joe?
I did. And you know what? It's never anything but a joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so funny because some of the stuff they come up with, like obviously a lot of it, you can kind of guess what they're going to do, but some of it is just so random. It's so out there and just completely left field. And it's brilliant fun to watch. So if you want a more enjoyable watching experience, that's a little bit wacky, absolutely do not hesitate. It's so entertaining. It will keep you occupied for hours.
I think the NFL is just so much fun to watch at the moment. So do give yourself a chance. And I think over the playoffs, we might try and watch some of the NFL throwback clips all together and just talk about it, just break it down for you guys, because we know the NFL is very scary for new fans. And that's why we're here. So please do message us if you have any questions. Jake, our picture of us doing the Heisman pose hasn't quite popped off in the way I thought, but it's such a good picture of us both in suits, you in a lovely tuxedo.
Three-piece.
Can I just say, Jake, I'd love you to do the outro.
Why, thank you, my dear friend. And Dom, real quick, are we going to do an NFL?
No.
Oh, no worries then. Well,
we literally have like 2 minutes on the call.
Oh, we do indeed.
But that's why I was like, you can do the outro.
You know what then? No NFL today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, no, you know what? I'll do an L. My legend is Santa.
My legend is Santa. Because he delivered you 3 different sports shirts.
What? And 6 wonderful records. Yeah, for those that obviously don't know, I love my music. It's been an absolute pleasure talking, Dom.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
As always, I love seeing your face on here. And I cannot wait to record another one of these or even a live show. So thank you all very much for listening. Keep it URN. Keep it locked. And Dom, there's only one thing to do. Go well.
Cheers.